My name is Anjali. I work for the Sierra Youth Coalition, and I've worked there for the past 2.5 years, and have been involved with them for 3 years before that. So working for SYC, Sierra Youth has been a large part of my life for the past 2 years. The Sierra Youth Coalition, if you're not familiar with the group, is the youth branch of the Sierra Club of Canada, and runs a few programs. The program that I work on specifically is the Colleges and Universities program, which is at around 70 colleges and universities across Canada, including the one that we're at today. Oh wait, we're not at you. I almost only speak at universities and colleges. We're not at one, but both in Ottawa, both the universities. So as part of the Sierra Club, we are not an environmental justice organization, but I am going to talk some about environmental justice and what groups that are maybe considered part of the more mainstream environmental movement can contribute to the environmental justice movement, or where we can form alliances. So I thought it would be useful to start off by talking about what environmental justice is and what it's all about, in case you're not familiar. Environmental justice is where the intersection of social and environmental movements are. So taking a human rights perspective from the social justice movement and taking a perspective of respect for the earth and all creatures of the earth, as well as the land itself, from the environmental movement and bringing them together from environmental justice. So this is dealing, for example, with the disproportionate impact of environmental risks and hazards on certain demographic groups of people, people of color, women, people living in developing countries. In the case of climate justice, coastal communities or northern communities are a good example as well. There's a couple of key points here. Another one is that the groups that are being impacted are often not the groups that are causing the problems, and that one of the key points of environmental justice is that the solutions and the struggles are from the impacted communities. So this wouldn't be a case where me from Sierra Youth would be saying, I know what the solution is to this problem, and I'm going to go in with my brigade of student volunteers and fix this problem. That would not be taking things from a good environmental justice ally perspective. I'm sure many of you are familiar with NIMBY, or Not In My Backyard. This is one of, environmental justice can be also considered one of the potential alternate perspectives to NIMBY, which is obviously problematic in lots of ways. So there is a history of some tension between environmental groups and environmental justice groups, environmental groups and social justice groups. And so it's important, I think, for us as Sierra Youth, when, or Sierra Club, or whatever group we may be part of, doing ally work to be aware of the tension that exists and know that there's a history that hasn't always been really fabulous when it comes to justice issues coming from the larger and more established environmental groups. So by no means criticizing any in particular, but there is some tension there. So for us, what it means to be an ally is to be able to take what resources and support we have and be able to direct them where the communities want them to be directed. So my experience is mostly with Sierra Youth, almost entirely with Sierra Youth, so that's what I'm going to be talking about, but I think that a lot of the experience can be applied in many different scenarios. We are positioning ourselves as an ally group rather than an environmental justice group. We're doing this because we work almost exclusively with students, and students as a demographic are not a community that's impacted by environmental justice. With, like, as one piece. Obviously, many people come from these communities, but the student community is not one of those. And our programs focus on holistic sustainability, not environmental justice, not social justice. Certainly, there are components, but that's not the purpose. So what makes sense for us is to position ourselves as an ally organization. So in doing this, there's a few things that we can do, and there's a few things that we have started to do. One of the things is an education component. So we can educate our base. I don't know, I suspect many of you have participated in anti-oppression sessions, trainings, or environmental justice, or some form of justice sessions in the past, and you may have heard anti-oppression trainers, I know I have, saying, you know, I'm a black woman, for example, and I have been called to stand in front of an entirely white audience and teach them about anti-oppression, and this is not where it makes sense for me to be doing this work. It should be the white folks standing in front of a white room and teaching about white privilege. In the same way, as a woman, I could say that I feel like there would be a very strange power dynamic if I was to be called to stand in front of an entirely male audience and teach the entirely male audience about sexism and feel like I would be really uncomfortable in that scenario, and really think that it should be male allies in that case who are doing that work. So in this case, we're saying, okay, well, our base is largely students focused on the environment, so where can we bring in the justice perspective? And one way is through education, through trainings at our conferences. We run a lot of conferences. Through our website, we have a large anti-oppression section on our website in English and French. We're developing a policy to institutionalize this because we have a lot of turnover, as do many youth-oriented groups in particular. And we actually recently took a piece about invoking seven generations out of our language. So we had it on our website, we would say in our presentations, coming from the perspective of seven generations. This isn't a youth perspective, this is, you know, held by a vast number of indigenous or many indigenous communities. So it actually doesn't make sense for us to be saying, you know, we're invoking seven generations, even if we do in fact believe in the same principles behind it, that's not coming from us. So these are some of the kinds of examples of education components, because then we go and talk about this, why we've done that. Another way is through solidarity work. So we have access to certain resources that other groups don't have, whether financial, in-kind, through contacts, media, media lists, for example. Signing up as statements, there are a lot of statements, and we have been requested to sign on to a number of these, and just speeding through up that process, this kind of thing. And then where it makes sense around issues. So we work quite a lot with the Energy Action Coalition, which is a U.S.-Canada youth climate coalition. That, for example, Indigenous Environmental Network, which Clayton is here from, is part of. And we've started to talk about doing some work around refineries that are being approved in the Midwest of the U.S. that are being approved to process oil or crude from the tar sands. So this is a cross-border example of where we can say we have networks in Canada and we can, you know, maybe do some education, do some action with these groups in the states that are fighting the approvals of the refineries. So one thing that we wouldn't want to do, which could foreseeably happen, is say, we see this problem, we see that there is the situation in the states where these refineries are being approved, we don't think they should be approved, so we're going to organize all of our students to do some kind of day of action or whatever the case may be, get a lot of media and try to make everyone know that these refineries should be approved. Because if we do that without the communities that are working there, we don't have a sense of what's useful. And they could be trying to work with, you know, tribal councils we just don't have a sense of the politics behind it. So so that would be an example of not a very good ally type of work, which is something that, again, like we're all learning these kinds of examples as we go. For an on-campus example, I'll just give this final piece that I don't know if many of you are or have been part of environmental groups on your campuses or have been approached by an environmental group in this scenario saying that I remember when I was in school, we had some kind of issue on campus, and we felt like it would be so much better if we got all the campus groups together to work on our issue. So we, you know, approach this group or approach that group, say we have this issue, we'd like you to come together in a coalition with us to fix it. And we have a plan, and, you know, we just need to kind of plug you in this way. And I don't know if any of you have been on either side of that, but I would say that it has never worked in any time that I've tried to do this, for very good reasons, which is that it's important when working in coalitions to bring people together from the start and have it be mutually beneficial for all the different groups involved. So just wanted to throw some ideas out, and I know there's the question period after if there's more depth, but we can move on. Next person.
Thank you.